Super duper. Now, time for the Dwell Sports Bites, brought to you proudly by Dwell Properties.
Well, it's a Tuesday morning, and of course, that means it's time for the Dwell Properties Sports Bite, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists here on the North Coast. And let's kick it off with some rugby action from the weekend. The Currie Cup final hosted at Ellis Park between Griquas and the Lions. And boy, can you believe it? It has happened 2 years in a row to the Lions. An 82nd minute penalty awarded to Griquas. The Lions were leading 25-24 with time up on the board. But unfortunately, an infringement around the ruck. And the Griquas slotted home to win the Currie Cup 27-25. And be crowned Currie Cup champions for the first time in 55 years. I tell you what, Kimberley, that place is a hole, but not with the Currie Cup coming home to it. On the Women's World Cup rugby front, England, the hosts, were comfortably through against France in the semi-finals to set up a mouth-watering final on Saturday against Canada, who upset tournament favourites New Zealand. Certainly all to play for in this final on Saturday, and the hosts will be hoping that they can win the World Cup on home soil. On the cycling front, some mountain biking, and South Africans Alan Fairley won the men's elite cross-country Olympic world title in Switzerland on the weekend. This is a UCI Mountain Bike World Championship event, and the Durban local made a breakaway early on, and he really never looked back to take home the title in dominant fashion. Well done, Alan. And then on the athletics front, the World Athletics Championships is currently being hosted. SA failed to qualify for the men's 4x100 meter relay, but it's still good news for Africa as Botswana won the men's 4x400 meter relay, edging out the favourites United States and South Africa, coming home third to claim bronze. Botswana became the first ever African winners of this event. Well done to our neighbouring country. Of course, Formula One was hosted on the weekend in Azerbaijan, and Max Verstappen took it home. Fastest lap, pole position, and winner of the Azerbaijan Grand Prix ahead of George Russell and Carlos Sainz in a Williams, which was the favourite podium of the weekend. Lando Norris missed out on a golden opportunity to close the gap at the top of the driver standings to Piastri after Piastri put his McLaren into the wall, but Norris could only finish in 7th position after a slow pit stop. This cuts Piastri's lead at the top of the standings to a mere 25 points. Is McLaren's dominance over? Well, we'll have to wait and see, but I tell you what, Max Verstappen is certainly back. On the football front, Liverpool won the Merseyside derby 2-1 against Everton to extend their unbeaten run to 5 games in the Premier League. Arsenal scored a last-gasp equaliser to force a draw with Man City at the Emirates. And Man United achieved back-to-back victories for the first time in a, boy, in a very long time, with a 2-1 victory over Chelsea in a game that was certainly marred with red cards for both teams. Some local action, of course, the Dwell Properties team of Dev DeLange and his local property lawyer Darren Croxford took on some local regulars at Caribou in a paddle match, Kevin and Dean, and we can confirm that the results from that game was 6-love to Kevin and Dean over the Dwell Properties team. So it certainly shows that you might be able to move property on the North Coast like the Dwell team, but it doesn't guarantee you not even one game in paddle. What a result for Dean and Kevin, and Dev has found himself practicing a lot of paddle. Of course, the Boca are in Durban this week and this weekend playing Argentina at Kings Park. Be sure to get in front of a TV if you can't get to the stadium. But if you're there, make sure you drive safe and come on the Boca. Let's bring it home, and we'll bring you those results on Tuesday's Dwell Sports Bite, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists.